Here's Mr. Axel Alonso. Humberto Ramos, the chair for Mayberry.
He's so wiggle his nose that he can come down.
The marvelous Mark Wade.
Spoiler, Daredevil's blind.
Roberto is killing it with some of the covers. So
that's awesome.
Oh, shoot.
Hey,
he's
just broke.
And it happens. It absolutely happens.
So what, maybe your new favorite Spider-Man cover we love in the office? Covers to October edition.
Oh.
Oh, my.
I don't leave anyone alone with those covers.
Did Dan Slott get one of those covers?
It was Dan's idea.
Also, the gesture she was making.
So, as Dan mentioned, there's some really awesome tie-ins. Steve's to make sure every tie-in for this series really counts. The first one is we're going to talk about Cloak and Dagger from Mr. Nick Spencer and Emma Rios. Guys, let's welcome Nick.
So to get to tell the story of two people trying to live with each other, make it work as whatever they are, maybe they're friends, maybe it's romantic, they're not sure. And to get to do it in this amazing backdrop of Spider Island and all the chaos that New York City's going to be in, it's been a lot of fun. So we're enormously proud of this book. Hopefully when this is done, you want to see some more Cloak and Dagger.
Are there Cloak and Dagger fans here? Do people know? Woo!
Steve and I have been talking about trying to get a Shang-Chi book going for over a year, so when this opportunity came up, we were just like, okay, let's do it here, and let's get some serious kung fu action going. More kicks per page than any other Spider Island book, guaranteed.
Right, thank you. And also, we have another one shot, Deadly Foes. Can you tell us about what to expect here?
Deadly Foes is two full-length stories. The first is a story about the Hobgoblin, a new villain in Spidey's world. Phil Urich has the Hobgoblin's powers, and
effect that Hobgoblin has on Spider-Man is going to be felt through the entire Spider-Man series. And the other story is about the Jackal, who is the mastermind behind Spider-Man. And that's the Jackal is a character that goes back all the way to the Dread and Clone saga.
Woo!
Just a team of one.
Can we get this guy out of here, please?
Seriously. I just wanted a story where Frogman showed up and proclaimed he was in the Avengers. Chris Joe's delivered. Cone delivered. Hawkeye's got spider powers. This is a fun one. This is a action story in the vein of the old Justice League International, the different Nevadas. This is a really fun one. And Spider-Woman is fighting the Thing here. Now, longtime readers will know Dan was so happy with this. There was a Marvel team-up with the Thing and Spider-Woman rescuing Alicia Masters. If you remember that, you're going to love this. Together as characters and scenes just work. They are terrific together. Fred and Camo just came up with a really great comic amidst all the Spider Island and Front Row.
Spider Island, I Love New York City. You guys are particularly proud of this one, aren't you? You have some really cool stories.
Yeah, these are four stories that are premiering digitally, and it's sort of the effects of Spider Island throughout Manhattan. We're going to see cat who gets spider powers by Scotty Young. We can see a mother who gets spider powers by Kelly Sue DeConnick. We see a kid with spider powers. It's probably the greatest moment ever in the history of kids. We have to take down some bad guys. And we also see a look at another series that's starting next week, a peek at the Punisher in the midst of Spider-Man.
Oh,
come up with a fantastic concept.
It's Greg actually writing a funny story. And if you know Greg Rucka, you think comedy. Now, how have you read Ben? How have you loved it?
Slides a little bit misleading. the Venom one. Tom Fowler, the brilliant Tom Fowler, is drawing the Spider Island crossover.
Oh, I didn't see that.
And then, with number 9, there's nothing right with this. Except for Remender's name. It's spelled right.
Anyway. And Venom is spelled right.
Lan Medina is taking over the art chores as of issue 9. The book rockets off into a brand new direction. So that's what Medina's name is.
Yeah, a lot of things. So
now, I think one of my favorite taglines we've ever come up with Marvel, Spider-Man's friends can beat up your friends. And that is all courtesy of Mr. Zeb Wells, your editor. It's just that as many great things have been done with Daredevil over the last few years, and again, Bendis, Brubaker, you know, all these guys have done some amazing things. I just wanted, I didn't know how else you could tighten the noose around Matt's neck at this point. I don't think you're making death too. I guess no one has nothing left to do to him. So let's instead, you know, the idea was let's have a whole sea change in the way Matt views the world. And Hank receives a place in.
I think, again, for all of you who have been so vocal on Twitter, for all of you who have been so vocal on message boards, for all of you who have been so vocal on, on social media and at this convention, I really thank you from the bottom of my heart. And so does Paolo, and so does Marcos. I got two of the best, greatest visionary artists working in contemporary comics, and, it's part of the wall of those guys.
Thank you, Mark. Everybody, read Daredevil.
Thank you.
Jason Aaron looks like that big beard. Like, he is the scariest man in comics. No. Red Ruka is the scariest man in comics. And I'll tell you why. Having read the script for Punisher number one, he has this one scene where in excruciating detail he explains how Punisher would hold the knife and how he would slit a throat. That Red knows this means I have to be nice to him forever. Red, this book is truly awesome. Even if it wasn't, I would have to say that because I'm scared right now.
The knife enters from the side of the neck, below the ear, and it's down the rib. This cuts the carotid and jugular, well, puncturing trachea, thus the victim cannot make any noise.
You kids got that over there?
Everybody thank you for the
notes. Greg and Marcus Chetto are doing amazing work. I'm showing you some art here, but in that page doesn't scream badass Punisher and evil. I do not know what does. Greg, tell us a bit about your process of the book, what it's like for us to punch.
Well, I spent a lot of late nights going out and shooting people. Frank does not. There's very little you have to do with Frank.
Yeah.
Frank is very straightforward. Frank wants to kill bad people. He's very good at it. He's very thoughtful about it, and you don't get in his way when doing it. That's kind of the goal of the book, is to stay out of his way so he can do what he does. And the thing that I think fascinates me, along with that drive, I've talked about this elsewhere, is how that affects everybody else around him. And I mean, you want to be the cop who's got to catch this case, when Frank is after the same people, worst job in the world. I mean, every time you're going to talk to somebody, they're already dead. We're trying to hit the numbers, and we're trying to hit them very cleanly, and we're not monkeying around. It is baseline Frank Castle, as you know and love him, or frankly, if you love him, seek help. It should be Frank Castle, as you know, and respect him a great deal.
So, this is the Greg Rucka, from Gotham Central, from Queen of Country. Best work he's ever done. I know I sound like a broken record, I'm so effusive that they seem false, but these guys all do awesome work. But this is an amazing book. Those two issues ship in August. You will not be disappointed by this.
This is not the OMAC, Greg Rucka.
Very talented group of editors, Tom Brennan, Rachel Nellis, Ellie Pyle, Alejandro Arbona, really great, great people who don't ever get the chance to be up on the stage and talk to you guys, but round of applause for them because they really deserve it.
I also
no, don't leave yet, because at the end of the panel, you'll be getting very special in addition to
everybody.
The
second to stop, don't forget, Marvel architect Humberto Ramos should show up. Pound for pound, the hardest working man in comics right here. Humberto Ramos is the hardest.
Universe is that there's a Punisher Max book being cut right now by Jason Aaron's villain.
geek space, you know, for your readers. So, you know, having met with Matt and Rick and involved discussions with Greg, that's one of the things any writer would want to take that character, this engine of destruction, who's anything but a hero, and find a way to integrate into the Marvel Universe. And that's what makes
and it. And that actually, I mean, there are huge problems with that, and we're going to be addressing them in the series. And then the other, and this isn't Max Punisher. This is not Max Frank. He's a little younger. You know, the origin stays exactly the same, but he's not tied to Vietnam as the origin conflict, things like that. So.
I have a question for Mr. Steve Walker. Hi, Steve.
Hello.
With Big Time, we've seen Peter recently get a new job. He's been more successful. He's been printed in the Science Journal. He has more technology. He's basically, everything's going up for him. Now I have a situation with Spider Island where everyone has spider powers and all the heroes of Marvel, like Cloak and Dagger and the Avengers and the Future Foundation, they're all sort of like, we're going to be seeing them react to Spider Island. Are we going to see them look to Peter as a leader and have them take a more assertive role in the situation?
Cover to part six is Peter Parker hanging off the Empire State Building as New York's under attack. This is Peter in a role like you're talking about. We're not going to see 17 scenes of people turning and saying, Peter Parker, what do we do? But this is Peter Parker's story. It's his hero model.
Cool.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Is Avenging Spider-Man going to be a new team-up issue like I guess the old Spider-Man team book was, and with its creation, is Amazing Spider-Man going to go back to once a month, or are you going to keep it bi-weekly?
Spidey's going to keep coming out two times a month, come hell or high water, come my high blood pressure or not, and yeah, I think it's safe to say Avenging sort of scratching that itch. This book came about because we had Joe issued to draw the Marvel heroes, and because I love working with Zeb Wells. You can give Zeb any two characters and get a fantastic story on Hot Comics. Like, he bounces the core characters off each other as well as anyone in comics. Even in comics. But yeah, it's a team-up book. Spidey's on 17 teams now. Plenty of plays for him to team up with people. You want to say more?
Well, I agree with everything you said.
Talk about how great you are for a minute.
But yeah, I mean, I think if there was some reason that a great story came up that wasn't about a team-up, I think we'd tell it. But, you know, we don't want to do any of the more bigger soap opera stuff just because Dan Slott has such a great handle on that. And he's like, you know, his mind's kind of like a Swiss watch that he's got plans for years about what's going to happen in Peter Parker's personal life. So I just don't, you know, I don't want to mess up anything he's doing. So I kind of want to do this thing over there that's kind of just about Peter Parker as a superhero, dealing with his superhero friends, as opposed to, like, the just following him with his personal interactions.
Will those team-ups be just Avengers and FM, or just anybody in general?
We'll open it up after a while, yeah, with anybody. Anybody that, you know, we probably get stories.
Who do you want to see him team up with?
Steve Wacker.
Hitmonkey.
I'm not that particular, but Hitmonkey would be cool. Yeah. Done.
Okay. Okay. No problem.
He's kidding. Yeah,
quickly, I sold out there.
Just a couple quick comments and then a question. Comment for Zeb. Good work on the team uniform beach party thing with Sean Becker directing it.
Thank you.
In general, I talked to my retailer into picking up the retailer variants of the... Is that 666 that's coming out with the retailer covers? So you're welcome. And, my question is for Umberto. Do you have a booth over in Artist Alley this year, and are you sketching stuff?
Yeah.
What's the number of your tables? Because I walked by and I...
556.
That's
a lot of late. I don't know what's doing.
Alright. I'm going to plug a not Marvel book for a second. Umberto has a new graphic album out called Fairy Quest. That, you know, with all due respect to everyone at this table and on the convention, is the most beautiful book at the convention.
Yeah,
it's gorgeous. With Leonardo Olay on cup colors and Jenkins, Paul Jenkins writing. It is beautiful. You will fall in love with it. It
Aries and you like quests.
Does that sentence have an ending?
Sorry, full for the weekend already?
For today, yes.
Okay, but for tomorrow and Sunday, you're not full.
Yeah, we'll come.
Do you like minestrone soup?
As the, I guess, one bonsai fan in the entire room, I have to ask, are we going to bring back the rally next year? No. One day, maybe, I'm sure someone, once I'm dead and gone, but there are no plans to bring back Ben Reilly to go down that road again. Okay, thank you.
Or I'm lying and he's back in Spider Island. You haven't seen her leave yet.
Oh, so she might be on the island.
What we do is we tell stories at these moments. Oh, well, again, we're firing on all cylinders.
so I might have spent a little too much time bringing Carnage back, you know, because I really wanted to bring Cletus Cassidy back. I wanted to make sure it was him, because I like that character. And so now that he's back, I kind of wanted to do another story that let him go crazy, and then bring in as many other characters as we can, and just have a huge, you know, like a big event kind of.
Thanks.
I want to add one thing to that, not to start the rumor mill, but tomorrow, do you like Carnage?
Sure.
You like Venom as well?
I do.
I was not a symbiote guy. When I was reading Spider-Man, that was not the stuff that I loved, to be honest. The Venom book, Rick sold me on Venom through, you know, the character, the trial that Flash Thompson was on. Zeb sold me on Carnage just on the sheer ultimate violence of it. So the rumor is, tomorrow, Zeb and Rick are having lunch together. I wonder what will come out of that.
Green light!
Thanks.
Hi, everyone. So, we know Spider-Man doesn't have a spider sense anymore. First question, is Amazing Spider-Man taking place at the same timeline as Amazing?
It's in continuity. It starts after Spider-Man, but it's reflecting the current continuity of Spider-Man.
Okay, because it wasn't really me, it was Frank or the. He actually.
Don't pass this one. Miguel.
No, as we saw the preview art for Bendit, we saw this panel with Spider-Man and some of the classic the tingling things on his head. So we were like,
oh. I'll delete it in color. it was drawn before, we were working on a book for a while, so it was drawn before that happened. But it's not an integral moment in the story. It's the kind of thing that happens when you're working on it.
Okay.
You made my list, Miguel.
Strike one, Miguel. If you don't want to make Zen mad, he'll take a nap.
I'm really excited about Spider-Man coming up, but I've been reading Spider-Man for 20 years, and I've always grown when I see the jazz. I was wondering what the conversation was with Slaw about bringing the Jackal back and how he's going to make this work, because he's never been in that grave. And so I'm wondering
You know, I just want to go on record. I have never once heard the Jackal say a bad word about you.
So why bring him back now?
Because Dan Silverman, the job of all these guys is to come up with clever stuff. Hudson and I are there as editors, you know, the stuff that we're not sure works. To voice whatever opinions we have. I'm lucky enough, working here at Marvel, that they give me the highest class talent in the business. And why I might be skeptical of doing Venom or Carnage or Jackal as the bad guy in a book, the guys I work with are good at selling me on their ideas. I am sort of a believer in that old aphorism that there are no bad characters.
Except Boomer, actually.
Except Hydra. So that's sort of their job. These guys are really good at their job. And you can take what you think is the, I don't know who the worst Marvel character is, but you could give it to any of these guys.
Betty Brant,
all right. and they could do their job well with them. I think so. I know it's terrific.
Dan's focus on this plan is, you know, given that you've got the core cast of Spider-Man, the core in college with this guy, and then he's got perversions and weird, he's been cloning them. And Dan, I don't want to spoil anything, but that concept right there, Dan's already on the Jackal. Tony Moore's doing God knows what. You know, it's a true grotesque human being, and that's really where it's
the example I always have to think of is, you know, Bullseye, the Daredevil villain?
Yeah.
The cards. Bullseye. Bullseye was a joke to character until Frank made him the most kick-ass villain in the world. You get the right creators, and they can turn anything into gold. All
right, thank you. It's a green dog. Jackal.
He's a green dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just spoiled the Spider Island.
This is more of a comment question thing. I have been a fan of Spider-Man for my entire life. This is what got me into comics. I have been reading him. I mean, this is a vintage shirt from, I don't know, 2002.
Vintage.
It's vintage for me, okay?
Vintage. Vintage.
That's back when 2002. That's back when Axel was 53.
See, there was one comic in particular that made me stop reading comics in general. It was so bad I felt like I needed to take a shower afterwards.
Let me guess.
One more day. Okay. Now,
you know you're not going to get a free comic, right?
And the guy in the St. Louis Cardinals shirt behind you is.
I want to know if there are any plans to undo what that did.
Absolutely none. I've spoken a lot publicly on this. All of us have, for the most part. Oh, not correct. Honestly, I mean, Axel was really more in the middle of that than I was. I came in with this already done, and I didn't have to do the heavy lifting here.
Yeah, the question is, you said you left comics. Are you in Spider-Man now?
Yes.
Are you enjoying Spider-Man now?
Have I enjoyed Spider-Man?
No, are you enjoying Spider-Man now?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, mission accomplished.
It doesn't change the character that he worships in Mephisto. I think as soon as the book
that sounded a lot like a Miguel question.
I respect where the guy's coming from. You know, we still hear from fans who get paid on that subject, but our belief is that Spider-Man and Peter Parker work better as a single kid character. That's not a knock on any of the great behind what the editors and creators wanted to do. I think it's a testament to Buckley and Quesada and you know, all the people above us.
Yeah, one more day gave you brand new day. Without one more day, there's no brand new day.
Without a brand new day, I'm editing one of the DC 52 books.
Now that Bucky Barnes is dead, we're going to see some more of Black Widow and Daredevil, because every girlfriend he's had hasn't been Black Widow is like ended up in some horrible dead place or in the asylum.
Yeah, so
not every girlfriend, Dakota North still say, I'm in line.
We've only got one extra girlfriend to knock off, so if we're going to play that card, we have to play it at the right time. There are women who will not stand within 100 feet of Daredevil because of fear of what will happen to them next. Yeah, we talked about Black Widow stuff, and they need to have a meeting of the minds.
Did you read the first issue?
I haven't had a chance to
read it. All right, come up here, Cardinal fan, because I'm a huge St. Louis Cardinal fan.
Number one, is anybody going to notice that Peter Parker is, like, really, really good?
good at using these flare powers that everyone in the line has gotten? Is anyone going to notice that at all?
Spider Island starts next week.
Next question is anybody going to come out of Spider Island with powers that maybe don't go away?
Spider Island ends in 3 months.
Yeah. 2012.
That is a hoodie on fire.